Cameray.
Watching Cameray.
Cameray.
Oh my.
On Cameray.
Hello.
Music TV.
Are you listening to me?
So enjoy yourself.
This girl is always singing.
So enjoy yourself.
Hello. Cameray, come on. It's time to start the show.
Oh. Hey guys, what's up? It's your girl Kimberly, and I'm back with another episode of this podcast, hashtag JTFIO, or just trying to figure it out. So glad to be back with you guys. Our podcast is growing like a little flower in a little pot, right? In a little plant, and it's just growing, blossoming. Shout out to you guys for supporting the podcast, for downloading, for sharing, for posting it on your stories, for commenting, liking, all of it, because I really appreciate all of it. Remember that we are on hella platforms. We're on the Apple Podcast app, should be on Google Play. I don't have Android, still need to check my husband's store for that. Let me see. YouTube is where we post the video, the vodcast, right? And Facebook and Instagram at JTFIO Podcast. We own all of that, right? So welcome. Like I said, I'm Cameray. The brand is Cameray Music TV, and this podcast specifically is called hashtag JTFIO, or just trying to figure it out, because we are just trying to figure out life, love, all of that, right? Okay, so here in Houston right now, it is raining like crazy. They got us out of there at work today. They was like, ain't nobody staying late today. Go home. Be safe. They canceled all after school activities all over Houston. And we are just waiting to see if it's going to be canceled tomorrow, right? But if you are in this area, or if you're anywhere being affected by this tropical storm, Imelda, I think her name is, or any of the hurricanes or anything like that, I just pray that you guys are staying safe. Pray that you are getting out of there. Don't try to stick it out and tough it out. Get out of there. Charge it on the credit card. Pay it off later, okay? Because nothing is worth your life, which kind of has something to do with our topic today. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get into it, get past all the pleasantries. So I was talking to my professor last night, and first it was just, you know, just speaking to her about the assignments and the curriculum in our class, and then it kind of moved on to something else. She was showing me her planners and how she's able to stay organized, and she had her like digital calendar set up, and then she had like a bullet journal, and then she told me about how, you know, the journals that are already filled in, populated with space, how, you know, they kind of restricted her, because I was asking her how she was able to stay so organized with so many things going on in life, right? And when I'm looking at her calendar, she has down like snacks written down. She has like dinner written down. She has, you know, drinks with friends, or she has time where she just wants to chill and not have anything scheduled. She has specifically laid out time where there's nothing scheduled, which to me, you know, it seems easy enough, but I've always kind of envied people who can write everything down and be so organized and do all this planning. Because I'm a person who likes to fly like by the seat of my pants, or used to be. Now I'm getting to a point where like my nerves are fully coming intact, and my common sense is kicking in before my heart just is like, oh, just do it. So a lot of things I don't have the balls for anymore. But I'm saying that to say, you know, seeing people with the color coordinated calendars and knowing where they got to be for this and that, and, you know, having notifications on their phone and they're checking them. And I mean, I was just so envious. But she said something to me that actually made me cry yesterday. She was talking to me about, you know, this is your calendar, this is your life, and a part of organizing your life is self-love. and understanding that the things that you have to do in a day are your things, and they're the things that fulfill you. Now, I'm listening to her and I'm looking at her because a part of me feels like, because I asked her, I said, well, why do you write all this stuff down? Doesn't it seem like minuscule, or doesn't it seem like kind of petty or trivial to write down, like, say, for instance, posting something online? And she was like, no, not if it's important to you. And I think the reason why I got emotional is because for the first time, you know, we're finally in a space where people are working in social media. So social media is not just this trivial thing or this small thing anymore. It's not just a social thing or a play thing. People are developing full out careers on social media. And so, you know, a part of me knew that this is what I wanted to do back in the day, but it was not common. So I would post my videos on YouTube. I was a social person. I liked helping people, but I did not know how to streamline that into something because this was not a thing yet. So, you know, I deleted all my videos. If you've been following me, you know this story. I deleted all my videos, tried to revamp a couple times, trying to find myself in life, changed myself from a music major to a now communication major. And just try to figure out, like, what am I doing? What am I trying to be? But the thing is, content creator, influencer, those things, they've been around, you know, in some sense, but they haven't been around like they are now. Okay, so when she said to me, you know, these are things in your life that fulfill you, that make you you, that are important to you, so why wouldn't you write them down? I was truly stumped. Because, you know, sometimes when you're conditioned to believe that something is small or trivial or doesn't matter or it's not going to work, inadvertently, like, you almost start to believe those things. And it's not on purpose, because you guys know I'm positive and I'd be like, oh, no, you said I can't do it. I'm about to do it. I'm all of that. But somewhere in my mind, I don't really, like, what's the word? It's not, I don't really, like, make my goals, like, tangible. Like, it sounds cool. It sounds good. It sounds like something that I would love to do. But when I think about myself doing it, there's a lot of things in there that I gotta, like, move out of the way. Okay? Because I've been told so many times that, no, that's not gonna work. That's not a profitable thing that you're trying to do. What are you trying to do out here? You need to get it together. Why aren't you staying in the military? Like, just things, you know, and things that are they're valid questions. But when you have a calling on your life and you don't know the journey, like, you just know the call. It's like when you receive, like, a blocked phone call, right? You don't know who's calling. You just know somebody's calling. And in most cases, we don't be answering that, you know, but sometimes you answer and you realize it's somebody that you may have wanted to speak to, or, you know, a job that's trying to get to you, or some cases I've seen YouTubers, it's been a celebrity calling them to let them know that they enjoy their work, right? But if we allowed that blocked number to hinder us from answering the phone, we would not then be able to flourish or see what's on the other side, right? So when I say, you know, this teacher, she's talking to me about having a planner, and, you know, she has all her notes in there, and she has budgets in there, and she has, like, a system to move notes from one day to the next day, and things that she should probably get done, and she has a 5-year plan in there. And I'm just like, bruh, I feel the planner community, y'all are on it. Okay, y'all got stickers and paper clips and ribbons and different color pens. And I'm trying to get in there, all right, because it's not just like doodling in a book. It's really actually organizing your life. And I need that because there's a lot going on. And a good friend told me, you know, when I got my new job and I realized, like, wow, I'm going to have a lot on my plate. She was like, oh, you got this. And while I want to believe you, friend, I need some organization pronto. So this brings me to treating yourself, right? A lot of times we don't take the time to reward ourselves because we grew up in households where we were seeing, maybe we had a single mom, a single dad, or parents together, but you know, who were really young. So we're seeing them just work and 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 provide reward and do things for us, but you know, on a smaller scale based on what they can do, right? Which is, there's no problem with that because it gives you appreciation as an adult, stuff like that. But treating yourself is not really, it's just now getting to a point where people are like, oh yeah, you should treat yourself, you know, go get your nails done, go get pampered, go get a massage, you know, do all these things. Before it was like, no, like do for others, be humble, save your money, which we still want you to save your money, but when are you relaxing? When are you taking the time to reflect, like, I did that, I deserve. I don't feel like a lot of us spend the time doing that. So treating yourself could mean, you know, a Coke float after work. I'm not telling on nobody. I'm just saying. It could be a Coke float after work. It could be your nails and toes done once a month if that fits in the budget. My friend said she went down to the beauty college and got it done because it was a steal. Okay, the nails were still painted. She still treated herself based on her budget for that month. Right? So it doesn't have to be like some grand trip to the Cayman Islands or a cruise with your best good girlfriends. Sometimes it could just be, you know, sleeping in one day, or it could be wine, because at Target it'd be like $5. If you don't have $5, I will send you $5 to get you a bottle of wine. It could be taking a sick day or a skip or snow day when there's no snow outside, you know, those type of things, just a time to refocus and get it together. You know, I don't have children, but I don't know how you mothers do it. So I would literally find myself a sweet 15 minutes to pump myself up, to make sure, you know, I don't just have breast milk or slob all over me, you know, get me a nice shirt. That might be treating yourself right there. Going to get yourself a shirt from Target that the kids can't get to, that you gonna wear this on your time. This is my one good take a breath, treat myself shirt. Okay? You're not gonna put your grubby little hands on this. You're not gonna put your boogers. No, this is my shirt I'm putting in the back of the closet. Okay? I don't have kids, but I imagine I would need some sanity in the form of an outfit. I mean, it's just me. That's what I feel. All right, so treat yourself. As a man, a lot of you men feel like I gotta take on the weight of the world. And we talked about this, right? So treating yourself, if that's a cigar, a cigarillo, a black and mild, whatever it is y'all doing out there, a beer, you know, going to watch the game or playing your video games, or, you know, working on a car, a hobby, something. Treat yourself to something. I mean, you know, men can get massages too. And no happy endings now. But men can get massages too. Men can get pedicures and manicures, and, you know, treating yourself to buying a new pair of jeans, or, you know, just something that takes you away from everything. You don't have to think too much about it. You just go off and you do it. It's legal, right? Okay. But that is treating yourself. Another important aspect is self-awareness. Guys, Gucci Mane, I'm telling y'all, he had tweeted that self-awareness was like this powerful tool. And I 100% agree. When I started to understand, you know, I was in my early 20s, whenever I felt like conflicted or like was in a confrontation or something was occurring, I could never articulate myself. I know it's hard to believe because I be talking now. But I could not articulate myself. I would just start crying because I would be so frustrated because I cannot say what I want to say. Because I don't want to disrespect who I'm speaking to. A part of me, like, I've never liked getting in trouble. I've never liked snitching. I've never liked any of that. So it would feel like I cannot defend myself because the only way that I can speak to you is going to come off some type of way. So I don't know if it's because I was in the military. I don't really know. I kind of feel like the military helped out with it a lot. Because right before I joined the military, I was still like unable to articulate myself in a lot of situations. I mean, I could like out in the public eye, but in like one-on-one conversations, I don't really know what it was. I don't really know what it was. I'm gonna have to really reflect on the why, like why I couldn't. But when I say self-aware, that means understanding that, you know, wow, like I really am really grouchy right now. Maybe I should have a Snickers. No, maybe I should get something to eat. I'm hangry, or, you know, my leg is shaking a lot. Maybe it's because I'm tired. I need to get more sleep. Or, you know, understanding when you have a tone with someone, understanding when your intentions actually meet your actions. That's a big thing. Like if I intend to be apologetic, then my actions need to match and be apologetic also. And so being self-aware is something that, so I learned it, and then people who knew me before I learned it still tried to hold me to this person that would act and feel and be and not know how to explain it. So would try to tell me, I don't know what I'm talking about. You're crazy. You don't understand. You don't know everything. All of those things, right? So then I then had to have another conversation with myself where I realized, like, no, this is you. This is your life. These are things that you feel about you. You are executing them. You are trying your best ability. You're putting forth your best ability to be this. You're focusing on how you act, how you react. So you are self-aware. You understand you. You are responsible for you. Okay. All I can share is my own experiences and how I view the world. This is why we're just trying to figure it out. There's something so powerful, I'm telling you, about being self-aware. It's nothing worse than asking someone what's wrong and they say, I don't know. Okay. It is you. The only person who really, really has you, and I mean person, not like the Lord up above, is you. Because you can do something to make someone upset in this world, even the person closest to you. Trust. Okay, I try to be this loyal person. I try to be this person that's down no matter what. But I mean, there's times when I'm just like, okay, yeah, I'm good. Okay. But there's nobody that's gonna have you like you. So why would you not try to understand the things that make you you? When I say it's powerful, that means if you're single, when you do get with someone, you don't even have to spend time having them, you know, going through these petty arguments or fights where they're trying to figure out why you do something if you know why you do it. I bite my nails because, you know, I'm nervous. I got bad nerves, or I bite my nails because they're just there. It's always been a habit. Maybe I should work on it. You know, saying you don't know. I grew up in a house where I couldn't say I don't know. Don't let IDK pass your lips, because somebody is telling you to look it up pronto. Okay. Self-awareness, it really is about watching yourself. Okay. Kind of the same way that you watch your pet or your child and you start to learn their mannerisms, the things that, you know, they do when they're mad, or how they look when they're guilty or when they're lying, right? Like my husband does this thing that when he's blushing, like really trying hard not to smile, and I can always tell like he lied, right? So those type of things, it's important to know those things about self, because when you know yourself, I mean, like really know yourself, that's when you're your most powerful, because you understand what you have to offer to the world. And a lot of people are walking around grown, and don't understand themselves. And it's not, you know, it's not wrong. it's not a problem. It just makes me sad because that lets me know that there's a lot of things that you have missed out on because you didn't understand what you had to offer. So hopefully if you're listening, we can start to work on that now, right? How can you make someone else happy when you're not truly happy? That's why they say self-love is the best love. Get yourself together. I want to have another episode where we talk about like independent women and we talk about, you know, having yourself together before you just give yourself over to a man or a woman or give yourself over to a relationship or submit to a relationship and you don't even have yourself together yet. Okay. And when I say together, it means something totally different than what you think it means. A lot of people feel like, oh, I need to have all my debt paid. I need to have my own car. I need to have my own house. I need to have, you know, there's a lot of things like that that matter. But there's a lot of other things that are not so concrete, that are more abstract, that you need to make sure you got going on before you just be jumping and hopping and diving into something. All right. So that's another episode for another day. But I'm asking you, you know, when you're not happy, when you can't be in a room by yourself chilling and you good, like you figuring out ways to relax your mind, relax your soul, laugh, listen to your own laugh, be around yourself. What are your habits? What are things that you do? Love those things about you. And it's not quick, honestly, because I'm telling y'all, I used to be in this place where I was just like, I don't want to know these things that make me tick, these things that make me cry, these things that make me like, I don't even want to know about all that. I just want to live my life. I don't even want to know. And I found out that I was like that because I did not truly love myself. Like, I was fine with myself, but when you don't want to find out things about you, you don't want to nurture those things, you don't want to strip of some of those things, then you don't truly love yourself. I remember a good friend of mine, she used to read the Bible back in the day all the time. And I used to be like, bruh, I love the Lord. He heard my soul. He heard my cry, right? And he pitied every groan, okay? But I'm not sitting up and reading no Bible. That the Bible is dry. It is. I mean, they have new versions now, but this was some time ago, but they still had different versions. But, you know, Bible stories, that's my thing right there. That's my gig. VeggieTales, my gig. I remember them stories like the back of my hand. Okay. But she was telling me, I was like asking her, like, how do you know that you really love God? Like, we all say that we love God because he first loved me, right? But how do you know, like, you really love him? And she's like explaining to me like the type of love that she has, like the type of love that David had for God, and how it, like, the love is so deep that it hurts you because you understand the sacrifice and you understand that he does things for you. Ooh, getting goosebumps. That you don't even deserve, right? So in that moment, I couldn't really feel her because I was like, you know, I thank God for waking me up in the morning. I thank God for providing blessings, putting food on my table, clothes on my back, all those things that we routinely learn but constantly take for granted, right? But it was not until I started to develop like myself and understand myself that I truly started to love God. Because the complexities that are Camaray, the things that I do that make me, I started to understand. And then I started to feel like, wow, there's favor on my life. Because all these things that I've done that were just flat out wrong, just wrong, he spared me. He spared my life on. And he brought me through and taught me lessons instead of killing me off at every turn. So then I began to understand me and what I had to offer, right? And that is chilling. A part of self-love is cutting yourself slack when you need the slack, okay? I always start these days off with long list of things to do. I rarely get through it, hence why I need a planner. But I'm always like bummed out, like, bro, I did not get to my stuff. My whole week is going to be thrown off. Like, what was I thinking? What was I doing? Why did I spend so much time doing this? And it's like, bruh, like, tomorrow's a new day. Like, calm down. Now that I'm a teacher, I see that a lot of teachers beat themselves up about, like, students in school. You know, like, a coworker told me, he was like, they're 10 and 11, bruh. Like, they're kids at the end of the day. And we are here to teach them. And it's just not that deep. It's just not that deep to allow behavior issues to take you to another place, right? But all that to say, cutting yourself slack. Honestly, if you didn't get to it, there's always another day. There's always another day. There's always another day. I feel like I got to repeat that because a lot of us just be like, nah, I got to do it today. I got to do it today. My Sunday nights, they are out of line. They are so out of line. Okay. I cut out like going to the grocery store. Now I do like where they deliver it. Right. And I still be getting in the bed like 1 and running off of 4.5 hours of sleep. It's gotta stop. But it's like something in my list is taking too long. And because I have not written it down because I don't have a planner, I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm lollygagging. I don't know what I be doing. I don't know what I be doing, but I'm about to figure it out because my bullet journal gonna be here tomorrow, and we about to get hot. Because I'm about to build this habit because I've been organized chaos for too long, right? But some of you moms that like you wear this cape. Honestly, you do. And you just don't have to. You just don't have to. As women, we feel like we got to carry the world, because men have made us feel like, oh, you're too weak, or you're not able to do it like I can, right? And then Black women or women of color really feel like they got to prove it, right? Because, you know, Black women anyway, it's this stigma out here that we just can handle everything on our back and we should do that. No, you should not. You deserve a break, a Kit Kat. All right. You are human as well. These things that we grew up believing, they're just not true anymore. Because back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all love me. But back then, I do feel like Black women really did have to sustain some type of flexibility that was out of this world. Honestly, had to do all this stuff. But if you are a single Black woman just living your best life, I don't know why you got to juggle 20 things at once. If you're a single Black mom, I get it. If you're a single white mom, I get it. If you're a single mom, period, I get it. But most of us are just not, and really out here beating ourselves up. It's got to stop. And this is all racist, and even men, because like I said, y'all got that complex where y'all feel like, I'm big, bad man. I got to take it all on. Where is the self-love is the best love? So I'm just trying to figure out self-love and what it looks like in 2019 for me. And for you, that means cutting yourself some slack. That means pacing yourself through tasks. That means having something that holds you accountable, like a planner, like a journal, like notifications on your phone or little alarms. You know, if you start to see your world getting a little hectic because you love yourself, because you understand self and what you have to offer, then you start to clean that on up, right? Because everyone has something to offer in this world. And how are you going to discover your destinies, child? How are you going to discover it if you're so clouded with depression and not understanding you and fighting anyone who tries to love on you and not reaching out to anyone and always looking angry? Always being tired, unable to sleep through the night, eating when you get sad, And I'm not just talking about on your menstrual cycle, a pint of ice cream. That's totally different. But all these things that you do that you have not figured out, why do I do that? Because a lot of us wait for someone to come along, and which in some cases, that's fine. You know, someone can come along. Someone can help you through something. That's fine. We're around to help each other. But a lot of us wait for someone to come along to fix us. When it's just not nobody else's responsibility, it's just not. You love you, okay? Then you fix you. And you're not broken. You're not broken. You just have things about you that make you you that you don't understand. Don't let these people tell you out here because you have a bad temper or you blow up, it's something wrong with you. It's something in you that you have not tapped into or fully understand or understood about yourself. And you owe it to yourself to get that worked out. Whether it be in therapy, whether it be in journaling, whether it be in just talking it out and understanding, writing music, writing poetry, throwing paint at a wall, boxing. I mean, but you still need to be able to talk it out and understand why you do the things that you do. What makes Camaray Camaray? Why, when Camaray gets mad, does she just start crying and she cannot talk? Are her feelings hurt? No. Oh, she's crying because she's frustrated. She's frustrated because she doesn't want to be disrespectful. She doesn't want to be disrespectful because this is the way that she is raised. But no one has given her an alternative to speak her mind without it being disrespectful. Okay, so when no one tells you this is how you speak to me, when you like to speak your mind, whether you agree or disagree, I'm open to hear it. Let's get it worked out. Then you understand communicating how you feel is wrong. So now you're frustrated. So now you're crying. Okay? That's my self-awareness. I got it now, right? But it took me some time. I'm 29. You might be a lot younger. It might take you less time. But that's our topic for this week. Self-love, truly understanding and understanding self. Self-awareness. Is so important, like my good friend Gucci said. All right, so I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the episode this week of Just Trying to Figure It Out. We are starting a new segment next week where I will be giving out advice, child. The new segment's going to be called Let's Figure It Out. So we be just trying to figure it out. Well, we going to figure it out with some advice to give to you. So send your letters to jtfiopodcast@gmail.com. Again, that is jtfiopodcast@gmail.com. Why did that sound weird? jtfiopodcast@gmail.com. Yes. And all letters will be anonymous. I will read your letters on air and I will give you advice because we are going to try to figure some things out together. All right. Make sure you're following the brand and the podcast at JTFIO Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Following the brand at Camaray Music TV on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Let me see what else. Tune in to the word of the day every single weekday at 8:30 a.m. We did change the time. And Saturday, Sunday, and holidays at 1:30 p.m. Is it 1:30 p.m. or 1 p.m.? Well, if you following, you should just get it, okay? I'm Camaray on Camaray Music TV, and this is hashtag JTFIO or Just Trying to Figure It Out. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.